So my name is Alice, and I'm a specialist health visitor working in North Kensington, and I've known Maxilla for a long time. Maxilla's been like an old friend, really. Came as a newly qualified health visitor, having trained in Brighton, actually, to work in North Kensington back in about 1984, I think. And part of our role then was to take on a caseload and to be linked with a nursery. So my caseload was the Silchester Estate and Darfield Way and Bramley Road and bits of the Lancaster West, and my nursery was Maxilla. So Maxilla sort of sat in the heart of that area. And things were very, very different back then. We did a lot more home visiting, but we were kind of in and out of the nurseries a lot. And one of the most important things we did was to assist the community paediatrician to do medical examinations on each child. So we would arrange medicals for every three-year-old around the month of their birthday, and they would, the parents would come in, and we would allow at least 30 minutes per child and have a discussion around what was going on for that child, their development, and check their height and weight and their eyes and their ears. And the doctor at the time was called Dr. Nellie Ajay, and she was wonderful. She had such a good rapport with the parents and, you know, with the children. And I learned a lot from her at the time. So that all took place in one of the little offices. You know, it was all set up. Now my role is working with perinatal mental health. So I see women at any stage during their pregnancy or up to 12 months after the birth if they are feeling anxious or low in mood. So this is the sort of perinatal period. So my job is to provide additional emotional support for those women, helping them through this very, sometimes very challenging period of transition to early parenthood. And, you know, we know it can be it can be quite a new life and quite challenging for many people. So that's what I do. I see people individually, and I run groups and for women who have low mood, and I'd been running some of these groups from Maxilla. Gosh, you know, thinking about it, I think Maxilla played such an important part in my role, because it was such a provided such a safe and welcoming venue for mothers in particular to come. And these, the mothers that I work with, because of their low mood or because of their anxiety, they don't have a good self-esteem to begin with. So it was very important for me to be able to identify somewhere that would feel safe and be welcoming for them, where they wouldn't feel judged, where it didn't matter how they presented, that they could come and be nurtured. And that would be a very important step for these women to be able to, you know, step out of their front door. And they can only do that when they feel ready, and they often need quite a lot of help to sort of think about life outside their own home environment. And it formed an important part of a care package, actually, for many of the women that I work with, that I knew that there'd be good activities there, but not so much about the activity, but they'd be welcomed in such a way that they would be made to feel valued and safe, really, is the best word that I can think of. Well, it's very much part of our job, you know, as being trained as a health visitor, that you know, that we are able to support and advise mothers, and sometimes give anticipatory guidance on the sort of, you know, kind of all sorts of issues to do with child development and managing life with babies and childcare, and also to do with the mother's health as well. So Maxilla was a place that I could arrange to see people by appointment. For instance, when there was a baby cafe, it might be a little bit of homework that I'd given a mother that they would try to leave the house and come out on a Monday morning, and I would be there to see them and talk to them in a different place. But I also met many people opportunistically, so that's a word that we use, so that, you know, that I was meeting people for the first time at Maxilla. And through meeting them in an informal setting, it could be very, very useful, because some of those women were suffering with low mood, and then I could actually offer to do a more structured, intense piece of work with them, if they felt that would be something that they would like. The programme itself was quite structured, it's evidence-based, and it was using a cognitive behavioural technique to help mothers overcome anxiety and low mood. But as important as that was the having that lovely feeling that Maxilla provided, a place of safety with people that you could trust, a nice private environment, which that lovely room that we had was so quirky, really, mm-hmm. and it lent itself very well, you know, to aromatherapy, and had quiet corners, and we could darken it and have, you know, set it up informally, and the staff were so respectful of the quietness that we asked for. And they, you know, welcomed everybody individually. The staff, the creche staff, were marvellous in getting to know mums and the mums, you know, and children. And that was an integral part of it, actually, that that if the mothers wanted to use the creche, that they could. But that they felt that they could trust and build up a relationship with the people that were caring for their children, and also that they could secretly check up by looking through the window without disturbing their children, and we, you know, that there was no problem about doing that. And actually, I'm glad you reminded me of the garden, because when I was coming here today, I was thinking about the garden and thinking how lovely it was to have that lovely room that looked out, and, you know, that you could sort of take a break, mothers, and gaze out at the garden, and sometimes there were children there on their big tricycles or looking at something, you know, they'd be wrapped up in their anoraks and scarves and things in the winter, or sun hats in the summer, and it as the, you know, health professional, also gave us encouragement as well, and we thought, you know, this is what we want, this is what we're aiming for. It's a tremendous privilege, actually, to see, you know, different generations going through, and you know, meeting, as I say, mothers who were babies that I looked after so many years ago. So that is a great privilege, and, you know, I've seen the area change in different ways. You know, new housing and facilities change, and you know, the things that come and go, but there's a sort of constant sort of energy, lovely energy in this area. It's so diverse, and I think with the Portobello Road, that's like the main sort of artery, isn't it, in the community. So it's lovely to be, you know, when I'm cycling down, I meet people, I can wave, I don't always have time to stop, but try to stop, and that gives me great pleasure to see people. I felt very sad for the community, and I felt that the community had been quite let down in losing such a valuable resource. There's about, you know, a wonderful meeting place and fantastic facilities, a lovely staff. It was all was I think Maxilla provided home from home for so many families over so many years, and for that place not to be there anymore, it's just a tremendous loss for that, the people that live around the area. I think Maxilla had a wonderful effect on professionals that work there. In a way, it was like being part of a. It was a community, because it was a community in its own right, and there was tremendous respect for the different people that worked there and the different jobs that they were doing, but also the importance of the overlap that we all had, and that we were all sort of striving for the same purpose, for good outcomes for families and particularly for the child. I miss that. I miss the conversations that we used to have. And the place, I think, itself was so beautifully presented. It was quite quirky, perhaps not a very attractive approach from outside. Some of my clients, and indeed myself at the beginning, were a little bit nervous about walking under the motorway and holding onto your bags and things like that. But once you were through those gates, it was lovely. It was just lovely. It was, you know, fresh and you know, lovely wall displays. But it was the staff at reception and the way they talked to the children and they greeted the children, not just the adults, but they knew each child by name and had a little word with them. And I think, you know, I'll always remember that. And I learnt a lot from colleagues who worked there. And so, yeah, I think the centre will be very much missed. Very much missed.